And immigration activists from across the country are looking to meet with members of Congress today in Washington. At the top of the list, they want to encourage House members to block a bill that would make being undocumented or aiding undocumented immigrants a felony. Jaime Contreras is president of the National Capital Immigration Coalition. He helped organize today's lobbying efforts, and I ask him how he plans to sway those lawmakers who are undecided.
I would say that immigrants in this country are working very hard every day to make America stronger. I would say to them that I came here in 1988 as an undocumented worker, an undocumented child, actually, who has served in the United States military, who is now a U.S. citizen, who owns a home, pays taxes, and is working hard every day. And that's the story of 99% of those who have come to this country. We have people who just want to provide a better life for their family, put food on the table for their children, and be able to achieve the American dream. This is the land of opportunity, and that's why people come here.
And you're trying to sway people, Congress, the House of Representatives has a very different bill than the one in the Senate. So the people in the middle, you'll be asking them to do slightly different things.
Well, for example, the people in the middle that we will be visiting in the House will be the 36 Democratic legislators, for example, who voted for a Senator Brenner bill. We will be saying to them that it's not something that they should have supported, and hopefully we'll be able to change their mind, because this whatever compromise comes out of the Senate is going to go into conference, and we're going to need all of their support to make sure that we get a real comprehensive bill out of conference committee.
How much political pressure can you bring on this issue when you are representing a large number of people you are representing aren't citizens, can't vote? You can't offer them a lot of votes or no votes when you're talking about illegal immigrants.
Right. Well, there's a couple of things that we can do. We are going to be launching this summer from June through August something called Democracy Summer, where we are going to be registering every single immigrant that is eligible to vote in this region and around the country. There is
These are citizens. And Latinos do not vote in very high numbers. So you're really pushing so far.
So far, they don't vote in high numbers. But a lot of it is because, for example, my family, we have five people who were U.S. citizens who did not vote two elections ago, but did vote in 2004. There is a lot of people like that, and we're going to make sure that they register to vote, both those who are U.S. citizens and people who can vote. They can make phone calls. They can pass out flyers. They can go knock on doors. So there's ways that people who are not legal U.S. citizens that can participate in the elections. And we're going to be organized in our community in many ways that it hasn't been seen before.
So you're both saying we've got votes and we've got people who are willing to go out. And even if they cannot vote legally, they can certainly go out and try and influence how the vote goes.
That's correct.
After the May 1st boycott and rallies across the country, public support for illegal immigrants generally and their cause went down. Congress people look at those polls. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you sustain interest? How do you convince them that they'll get public support for this?
We have mixed results from the May 1st activities. We are going to continue to march. We are going to continue to educate the general American public that this is a human rights cause. We also want to stop illegal immigration. We want a system in place that allows for employers who need workers to find workers and to come here documented. And we want for workers who need jobs to be able to come here with papers so they don't have to risk their lives crossing the border undocumented.
Jaime Contreras is president of the National Capital Immigration Coalition, which is a grassroots activist organization, which for today is a lobbying group. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.